Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I have some thoughts on that Verlander stuff we'll get to this hour. But John, you said we were going to talk after the update a little more about this Lions Super Bowl or bust mindset.
Yeah, and I mean, it's got to be Super Bowl or bust. And simply because you don't know what will happen. Dan said it after last year. It's going to be really hard to get back to this point. No, not back to the NFC Championship game. They have not made the Super Bowl. Everything is out there for them, but they haven't done it. This year, while they have had a ton of injuries on the defensive side, and it has become infinitely harder, they haven't lost the number one piece to the pie, and that is Jared Goff. Jared Goff has been very healthy. Some of that is the protection that the offensive line gives him. Some of that is self-preservation, and Goff being as smart as he is to be able to get rid of the ball and not take unnecessary hits. He had to take some of those in the Minnesota game simply because that's what it took to win that game. But through the course of 3 years, he's been very durable. You don't know if that's going to be the case in 2025, and I'm talking about next season, not right now.
Mm-hmm. So what this means, Super Bowl or bust, is the Lions host the NFC title, and they win the game, and they go to the Super Bowl. And there's 2 weeks of buildup, and there's parties, and there's celebration, and there's anticipation, and they play well, and they lose. That season is a failure. That's what Super Bowl or bust means.
Yeah.
I think there are some fans who go, oh, hold on, that's the greatest Lions season of my lifetime. You guys can't say that.
It can be that. It can be the greatest season of your lifetime, but it can also be the greatest disappointment of your lifetime.
That is perfectly well said. 248-539-9797. That both things can be true. They are back-to-back division champs. They won 15 games. They're the Super Bowl favorites today. They should win the Super Bowl this season, or you are left with a pit in your stomach. You are left with the feeling of last year's NFC title game on steroids. The Lions, as we all know, have never been to the Super Bowl. To have your heart ripped out in that way and know the history of teams that get there and for whatever reason struggle and don't get back. Teams that are loaded, they are young, it's just a matter of time and it doesn't happen again. You have to capitalize on the moment.
You don't know if you're going to be the Bills from the 90s where you get four bites at the apple and you always come up short and then you don't get another chance for, 30 years?
How about Joe Burrow Bengals? Didn't it feel like they were going to be in a couple Super Bowls? Yeah. Didn't even make the playoffs.
And let's just look to our recent past where the Eagles make it. And they have struggled ever since. Now, you know, hey, they had a great season going last year, but then things dismantled. And then all of a sudden, hey, San Francisco has played for a Super Bowl last year. And we unfortunately painfully know how they got there, but what are they doing this year? They're not in the playoffs. They're home at this point. They're picking what I think 11th in the draft. And you just don't know what the future holds.
I think the Niners are a great example. They had a loaded group. And they had a seemingly unlimited runway, right? They lost to Patrick Mahomes in two different Super Bowls. That core age is out. And I trust Brad Holmes to reset and reload and do all those things. But the point is they are a cautionary tale. They've had a couple chances and they haven't won a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And those are missed. You don't get those back.
You don't. And you look at it, they didn't lose their quarterback. Brock Purdy's been there,
yeah.
But they've lost a lot of pieces around him offensively. And I think a lot of things have changed as well, where it used to be, hey, defense wins championships. I mean, Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl, but that was because of the Ravens' defense. Now you're looking at much of the NFL is based on how dominant can your offense be, and can you pair that with a defense that's good enough?
So the 49ers, they didn't win a Super Bowl because their quarterbacks couldn't close the deal.
Right.
They played terrible in the fourth quarter, especially Garoppolo. Purdy wasn't quite as bad. But they couldn't finish. They couldn't make a play when you needed them to make a play. You know, I feel like the Lions have a better quarterback than the Niners did in either of those situations. I do. I would agree. Rather have Goff than Purdy. I know there's a debate there. I don't see it. Look, in terms of right now with the NFC, the one thing that probably scares me more than anything is the fact that the Eagles have the best player that's not a quarterback. You could argue they have the MVP of the league in Saquon Barkley. I believe a team that truly comes and tries to play the Lions, that has a legitimate offensive line with a legitimate running back, can run on the Lions. I actually have thought that there's a little weakness there all season long. Teams just can't do it because they get behind. I don't know if that would happen against the Eagles, but you got it at home. See, that was my thing going into the season. I thought the Eagles, if you had to go to Philly, that would be a very tough situation for the Lions.
Well, going into the season, it was, do you want San Francisco to come here or do you want to go to San Francisco? Because we've kind of felt like it was destined for a rematch. We had the one at the end of the regular season where the Lions go out there to San Francisco, and we know what they did, played their starters, and went out there like they wanted to win that game and set a tone for Minnesota, set a tone going into the playoffs. But that narrative quickly shifted, and some of it we should have seen coming, and we talked about it a little bit with the IU contract issues, you know, the same thing with Trent Williams, and then what's going on off the field, and it's been horrific for Trent Williams and his family. But there's just been a lot of off the field, on the field issues for San Francisco, and it quickly shifted to Saquon Barkley and the Eagles.
Right. Well, the thing is, I'm kind of holding myself accountable, Hill. The biggest reason I thought the Lions wouldn't win the Super Bowl this year is that they wouldn't get home field and they'd have to go to Philly.
Right.
Well, that's not happening. So for me, it's a huge Super Bowl or bust right now because of that, because I thought that would be a tough situation for that team. Look, I think everybody should be like, you better not miss this opportunity, and it's going to be interesting to see if they don't, how people react. We know last year there was devastation, and we actually did a topic about after a month, are you over it? And most people weren't and stuff, but I think people were like, because it was the first taste.
You know what it is? The comparison is to the Tigers. 2006 was last year, where you break through suddenly and go further than anybody have ever anticipated, and they lost the World Series, the Lions lost the NFC title. But after 2006, every Tiger season became defined by, were you the last team standing? And they made it in 12, they were maybe even better in 13 and lost in the ALCS, and those seasons were hollow. You know what I mean? They were exciting, they were good, but they rang hollow at the end of the day, and that's what this year will be. If they go to the Super Bowl and lose, best season of your life, yet hollow at the same time, and it's because of the expectation. Yeah. That's what's changed.
I just think, like, too, the way the field is set up, and there is nobody in the AFC playoffs that has defeated Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. Tom Brady retired, and Joe Burrow's not in.
Yep.
And they're at home.
Okay.
Like, the matchup is that, okay, the Lions have scored 30 plus in five straight games now. They haven't been held under 20 all year. The Chiefs have one of the better defenses in the NFL, but there is not an elite defense in this league this year. They're good, but you can score on them. It's not like they're some sort of machine or something like that. So if you can get to the Chiefs and get them, I don't know how you can't think it's Super Bowl or bust.
Few quarterbacks have beat Mahomes in the regular season, too. Goff is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And Kansas City, you mentioned the 30-point threshold. They haven't scored 30 in any game this season,
right?
Which creates a really interesting matchup. We have a ticket texter who says, bring on the Chiefs. Says, I want the Chiefs. We should have had them last year. Says, I want to stop their three-peat. It would be great. That's Dane and Grand Blanc.
Of the three teams that I believe have the possibility to make the Super Bowl from the AFC, and really there's only two. I don't think Baltimore is one of those teams that can ultimately make it to the Super Bowl. So it really is two. The Chiefs and the Bills. Even though there's Patrick Mahomes on the other side, and that scares the hell out of everybody, the Chiefs are the one I think people want the most. Some of it is because you want to dethrone the champs. Others, it's because their offense just isn't what it was the last few years. And I feel like they're the team that the Lions have the best chance to beat, should beat, if they match up with them in the Super Bowl.
Ticket Texter says, fellas, Lions not winning the Super Bowl would be complete devastation to the city that has put every ounce of support behind them. We've had championships in all the other major sports and great playoff runs, but none compared to this Lions team, not even those 90s Wings teams that the city got behind. This football team not winning at all after last year's NFC Championship letdown would be complete disappointment, especially with the historic season, the stat column, the team record, all the years of struggle. Winning is a must, Mark and Frazier. I think that's really comprehensive and well said. Another one says, guys, if Arnold and Amik Robertson play like they did against Minnesota, we are a legit Super Bowl team. Expect it. Win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
When we say Super Bowl or bust, does that make sense to you guys? Are you on board? So some people bristle at it. They do. They go, "Why just enjoy the season. Why do we have to set them up? No one's setting them up for anything.
No, no. We enjoyed the season. We enjoyed the ride. We enjoyed the journey. We enjoyed every bit about it. The anxiety of the injuries and how will they respond, of going on the road to Dallas, going on the road to Houston, going on the road to Minnesota, Green Bay, even Chicago, right? Because of the injuries suffered at that time. How could they possibly go there as a team that just, hey, they got nothing to lose, but they have conquered all and they have overcome so much. Now it's a 3-game season.
This is what I'm talking about. You guys are ridiculous. Can we just enjoy the ride? SMH. But I think people will get it because Ryan at work says, absolutely Super Bowl or bust. You guys are spot on. This is what the team's capable of, and that should be the standard. Another one says, stop saying or bust because no one knows what that means. It means failure.
Yeah.
It means Super Bowl or failure. We could play it that way if you'd like. Yeah. Do you agree with that? 248-539-9797. We got some phone calls. We got some ticket text. A quick note on Verlander signing elsewhere. I know that's on people's minds. We'll spend few minutes on it. It's 97.1.
Hey, buckle up, football fans, because right now, for the first time ever, we've got 5 straight days of playoff football in college, and it starts tomorrow on Thursday night, and it doesn't end until the NFL playoffs wrap things up on Monday night. There's a no-sweat same-game parlay every single day for 5 days, and it's on FanDuel. It's the great playoff payoff. With a no-sweat SGP, you can combine your bets from the same game for a chance at even bigger winnings. And if it doesn't hit, you're going to get your bonus bets back. So not only do you get a chance to watch 5 straight days of playoff football, but there's a chance, there's 5 chances to win huge. Just visit FanDuel.com/Jansen to be part of the epic run. That's FanDuel.com/Jansen. It's the great playoff payoff, and it's only on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in required. Minimum 3-leg parlay required. Refund issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max refund $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, before we get to these Lions phone calls, in the update, it was brought up that Justin Verlander has signed. It was for the same amount of money as Alex Cobb. And I know there will be a section of Tiger fans going, why didn't we get JV? I feel obligated to point out to people that Justin Verlander's ERA was over 5 last season. He is in his 40s and didn't make the playoff roster for the Houston Astros. Can we not do the, like,
I wanted to savior, bring him back.
I wouldn't have been mad if he was on the team just for pitching depth. But I certainly don't feel like they missed out because they didn't bring JV back.
Would you rather have Verlander or Cobb?
Cobb was on a playoff roster last year.
I know.
I would take Cobb.
Rieger's devastated. This is like his favorite topic. Bring JV back.
Think about it. The week that JV signs is also he can do, hey, Kelly Stafford's talking about. It's the Rieger deluxe. It's the Rieger. He's going to be amazing tonight.
He subscribes and listens to every one of her podcasts, don't you think?
Someone tweeted to him and said he should be a guest, and he said it would be a dream come true.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, I don't think we need to do an hour on Verlander. It was a headline. It was in the update. I'm not shedding a tear because they didn't bring him back.
No, I don't know that we ever, most people are realistic, and I don't know that they ever thought that it was going to happen. It'd be a cool story, but I don't know that it does much for the Tigers.
Yeah. All right. Lions topic is Super Bowl or bust. Some ticket texts and phone calls. 248-539-9797. We said, is that still the standard? There's injuries. You know Carlton Davis isn't coming back per Dan Campbell. Aiden Hutchinson's season-ending injury. Mm-hmm. do you feel like it's still Super Bowl or bust? And we've all said yes, but we've asked you guys. Cliff in Detroit, you're next. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You too.
Well, listen, I'll be 75 in February. My dad took me to the Lions game at Tiger Stadium. So I've been a Lions fan my entire life, okay? My position is this. In light of all of the injuries we've had, it's not Super Bowl or bust for me. Not at all. So that's what I have to say about
it. Why do you feel that way, Cliff?
You think they're playing with house money because of the injuries?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're going to lose our coordinators because everybody can see how fantastic they are.
Right, but Cliff, that's so, part of why we're saying, that's why we're saying there should be extra urgency, right?
And at 75, with all the pain that you've had over the course of your Lions life, wouldn't this be the moment where you're like, hey, they've got to win the Super Bowl?
I'm hopeful. I'm very hopeful all the way, but it's not a bust for me.
Okay. Okay.
They've shown their mettle. They've shown their mettle.
Oh, they have, and they've given you lifelong memories.
And they still can't win. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, I know. I'm not taking... Cliff, that's a really good distinction to bring up. If you call in and say it's not Super Bowl or bust, that doesn't mean you think they're losing.
No.
It's just you being honest about where you're at emotionally with this team.
You're still going to be happy with the season.
You're going to be happy if they lose in... Happy if they lose in the Super Bowl. I can't even say it. I'd be disgusted. They're right there. They're going to lose the coordinators. I don't know how many great chances you're going to have where you're the host all throughout the NFC playoffs. And
We can look back in future years and say, man, it was so much fun to go 15-2, and the buildup to the Lions Vikings, and we talked about it. It was the highest rated game, end of the season game, since 2012. Like that's fun, and there are fun moments, and it's been exciting. The ride has been great, but let's make sure that we have the right perspective, that the entire goal is not 15-2. The entire goal is not winning the division or winning the... Those are goals that you can set to get to your ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Texter says, a fan base that has a coach with the biggest set of balls, this fan base is being soft. It's Super Bowl or bust, Super Bowl or failure. Go get it. No excuses. Even with the injuries, guys, they are the betting favorite to win the Super Bowl. Factoring in the injuries, they are expected to win the Super Bowl. Texter says, I want the callers to know you can have Super Bowl or bust as your mentality and still be proud of the team along the way.
Oh, sure.
And I think that's kind of what we're saying. Texter says it simply. Ricky Bobby put it best. Not first, you're last.
Not first, you're last.
And that's the mentality. He says, I don't agree with it.
And he didn't even, and I saw that scene the other day where he confronts his dad, and his dad says, that's dumb. You could be second. You could be fourth. You could be sixth. Like, You just see the surprise and the disappointment on Ricky Bobby's face. I can't believe we're using a movie reference to talk about this, but like, he didn't even know what to do with that information. I kind of feel the same way. I don't know what to do with the information. If they don't win the Super Bowl with all that they've done to set themselves up and give themselves every advantage, you don't know if they're going to be here again or not. You're hoping they will, but hope doesn't win games. Hope doesn't win Super Bowls.
I do believe in Super Bowl or bust. Texter says, I want to talk Super Bowl parade. Is it going to be all the way from Pontiac to Jefferson Avenue?
That'd be a long-ass parade.
And somehow I feel like there'd be enough people to fill it the whole way.
Yeah. I mean, you'd have to start at the hospital, right? And work your way down. And that would have to be the Red Cross van that has the, 22 players on IR? They get put on the Red Cross bus.
They get afloat, essentially, in this parade. I did have, this is a true story. Going to the pregame for Vikings on Sunday, I'm parking and I'm driving on Jefferson, and there's Hart Plaza on my left. And it was the first thing I thought of. This is one of the places they'll be celebrating. When the Wings won the cup, they were at Hart Plaza. Like, this is where the parade's going to run.
Funny, on Twitch, and you can always watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/97.1 the ticket. Parade should start at the old Silver Dome. Oh. The old site of the Silver Dome. That's so many painful memories.
Yeah.
You know, that's...
That's actually pretty nice.
Yeah. Start there and roll down 75, right?
Yeah. Texter says, I don't agree with this stuff. I'm just basking in the reality that they're a great team. I'd love to win the Super Bowl. Yes, that's the goal, but I'm happy just having a team that people respect.
They're a good team. Great teams win the Super Bowl. Yeah, I don't think you get the great label until you win the Super Bowl.
I'm with you. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Kevin in Grosse Pointe. Kevin, you're on 97.1.
Gentlemen, I think the stars have aligned, but I don't think this season is an anomaly. And so, therefore, I am not Super Bowl or bust. I've lived through the Pistons and a bad inbounds pass, taking our hopes and dreams away. I've watched a phantom foul against the Lakers take away the dream of an NBA championship. I've watched the left wing lock destroy President's Cups and first-round losses. I will endure any loss and come back on the other side because I know Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell will lead this team to a championship. If not now, then when? Next year or the year after and years to come. So this is not a Super Bowl or bust season. We need to be tough. Our city has seen this before. We've had dreams taken away from us in our eyes, and we will definitely endure if we do not win this Super Bowl.
Well, they're not going to cancel. They're not going to shut down the franchise if they lose.
Right, no, that would have happened after 0-16. I agree with him that the city will endure. We will all move on. The franchise will endure, and they'll do their best to set themselves up in whatever season, future season that might be. And I do believe in Brad Holmes. I believe in Dan Campbell. I don't think this is the only bite at the apple, but
this would be a failed bite at the apple.
Yeah.
That's an excellent phone call because he's realistic in the window they have. They have a window like those teams, maybe longer than that Pistons team did. I don't know about as long as the Wings. That was ridiculous what they did over time. But guess who else had a window like that?
It was a no-cap era.
It was the Tigers.
Right. Yeah.
The 2006 Tigers to 2014. And I endured pitchers playing Little League Baseball in the infield. I endured bats going cold and Pablo Sandoval. I endured Big Poppy grand slam and the cop and Torrey Hunter going over the fence. And guess what? There was no ring. So while he provides great points, there is an example right there that you never want it.
248-539-9797. Marcus, you're next up. Super Bowl or bust, do you embrace that mentality?
Good morning, John. Cookie, how you doing, buddy?
Good. What's going
on? All right, two things. First of all, you know, as a boy, my mom's always told me to do things decent and in order. And Cookie, it was about 2 weeks ago. I called in and we were talking about bandwagon fans.
Yeah.
And I kind of disrespect you, and I'm apologize to you on
air. You don't need to do that.
I appreciate what you did.
I have to because that's how I was raised.
Okay.
So, bust, they're bust, bro. We got to win it. I'm sorry. I've been a fan since the 0-16, and we right there. I mean, we got to have it. Don't go halfway and stop.
Yeah, you're here.
Yeah.
You're hosting. You're the one seed. You got the bye. Yeah. You're hosting the games. If you're in the Super Bowl, and again, there's this thought that Ben Johnson and or Aaron Glenn could be gone next year, and it's a reset and a reboot, and it's not impossible, but you're staring it in the face right now. Your own coach has said, I want the whole enchilada. Brad Holmes, we have the drop somewhere where he said he expects to win the Super Bowl, and they are still the favorite to do so, even with the injury. So I don't think you can make the excuse if they fall short, well, it's still a successful season. The only success is the Super Bowl, as defined by the coaches, management, and players, and I think the fans should be on board with that too.
Yeah, and I got a quick take on losing the coordinators. Just something I want to mention when we come back.
Okay, we'll get to that. Your take on the coordinators. We got Heather's news coming up. We'll get to the Red Wings. How about the Red Wings? The hottest team in hockey. Someone let the Wings get hot.
You want to hit the button, don't you? Yeah.
7:50, we'll carve out some time. It's 97.1.
Hey, it's a wintry driving season. We're all very aware of that. We are also aware that there's reckless drivers everywhere who can't keep their cars under control. If you get injured in an auto accident during this or any time of the year, you need an attorney that is going to be responsive to your needs and aggressive against the insurance companies. The injury attorney that you need to hire is David Febidinio. You can pick up the phone right now and speak with David personally by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Super Bowl or bust, CBS Sports brought it up. They gave the Lions an A-plus regular season grade, but use that phrase, Super Bowl or bust. John, you noticed it.
Yeah.
We've been saying it, and as the playoffs get set here, that's the mentality that we have. And it's the right mentality. 15-2, home field, betting favorite to win the Super Bowl. Unsure if you're going to have either coordinator next season. You should win the Super Bowl this year, and if you don't, it's a failed season. It's okay to say that. People are like afraid of failure. Like when you have a really good team, there is only one thing that can be satisfying, and that's winning the whole thing. And the coaches and the players have said so. They've embraced it. The fans need to as well. Super Bowl or bust. You had a note on the coordinators.
Yeah. The coordinators, everybody is always worried about losing the coordinators. And change is all can be painful. We saw it a couple of years with the Eagles. They lost both coordinators. What happens? They fall apart at the end of the season. Part of that was a bad hire in Matt Patricia, and we don't need to go down that road. But so there's plenty of examples of things changing and not working out. It can also be, there's two sides to that coin. Nobody can envision somebody doing a better job than Ben Johnson. And I know that's really hard to think about. Dan Campbell's still here. It's still his offense. Somebody might be better. It's not like we're sitting here saying Ben Johnson's the best coordinator in the history of the NFL. So who is next? Could be worse. Could also be better. Same thing with Aaron Glenn. Like, these guys should be head coaches. But it doesn't mean that you can't go out there. There is the chance it could be better.
I think the unknown is what you're
right. The unknown
against,
is
though.
Always scary.
Yeah. Texts on both sides of the aisle here. Couple that say, yeah, I'm with you guys. Doug in Sterling Heights says Super Bowl is the end goal, period. Participation and effort trophies are not an option at this point. Ask the Patriots how they felt about their 18-0 season getting skunked and losing to the Giants in the Super Bowl. And another texter says, I wasn't Super Bowl or bust until I saw next year's schedule. It's going to be hard to get back here with home field. Super Bowl or bust, Matt in Metamora.
This next year's road schedule is tough, and we haven't talked much about it. But when you look...
What is it? Chiefs, Eagles, Ravens all on the road next season, among others?
Yeah, I mean, the road games are Baltimore, Chicago, obviously. I mean, the Green Bay, Minnesota. But you got the Bengals, you got the Ravens, you've got the Eagles, the Commanders, the L.A. Rams. Kelly Stafford's going to get her wish. And the Kansas City Chiefs all on the road.
Some people who think we're being too harsh. Texter says, holy crap, guys. I want and expect them to win the Super Bowl, but if they don't, are you going to say they're a crap team or stop watching? Come on, man. That's from Cooper.
No, that's not what we're saying.
No. 15-2, and you guys are trolling for negativity? Damn, do better.
Not trolling for negativity. We got one that's trolling. Where's that one from?
Let me find it. Here we go. Oh, I underlined a key phrase.
Jamar.
Jamar in Westland. We definitely need to win the Super Bowl. It's Super Bowl or bust. Failed season if we don't. I want Goff to get hurt. We know Hooker's a better quarterback anyways.
I don't know if Jamar is real.
Jamar, he's been trolling us all season long.
Yeah, well, he wants Hooker every single text he sends in.
Right. So, Jamar, you know what? Hey.
I gave him what he wanted. We read his text.
Well, Hooker's... we don't even know if Hooker's going in. It could be Teddy Bridgewater. So, take that.
I'm a little stunned on the we're trolling for negativity by saying... They're the best team in the NFL. They should win the Super Bowl. We expect them to win the Super Bowl. I guess it's negative to point out if they don't, it's failure, but I don't think that's a gotcha. We're not trying to set them up. It's just being honest about where the Lions have elevated themselves.
Right. If people want to enjoy the season, can we enjoy the fact that the expectation is to be the best? The expectation, we said, hey, at the end of the Wings season last year, just say it, right? Expectations. Say the fact that you should be a playoff team. That is the expectation.
The other two top four favorites or top five favorites in the league, that's the expectation.
Yeah, do you think the Bills
the Chiefs,
fans are going?
The Ravens, the Bills, the Eagles.
Yeah, the Chiefs have won back to back. If they don't win the Super Bowl, their season's a failure. They have Patrick Mahomes. Anytime they don't win the Super Bowl, it's a failure. For Buffalo, especially the franchise that is the Buffalo Bills, they have beaten both the Lions and Kansas City, and they have what is likely the MVP at quarterback. If they don't win, especially for Buffalo, who's been to four Super Bowls, it's a failure. Let's knock out one quick call, then we'll get to Heather's news. Matt in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Morning, gentlemen.
What's up?
Good morning.
Hey, fourth and go. That's the mentality. That applies. Super Bowl or bust, it's fourth down.
It's a great analogy.
Yeah,
it should be the same mentality that Dan Campbell has on fourth and goal, fourth and whatever, that you're going to go for it. Fans got to have that same mentality.
It's soft to think otherwise.
Well, that's a very, very dirty word.
Can't call people soft.
That's a harsh one. If you call me soft, we're fighting right now. I don't care if it's mid segment. You call me soft, and we're going for it. And so, I'm not going to tell people what they have to think. They can view it any way that they want. And if it's not Super Bowl or bust for them, then so be it. But that my mentality is, yeah, they have the number one seed. They don't have to play this week. They've earned that right. Now they have two games at home in Ford Field, where they're going to be down some key defensive players, but they are also going to be up the fans and the atmosphere in Ford Field, leading to what should be a Super Bowl win.
Oh, really?
It's the opposite of soft.
Yeah.
Let's get to Heather with the news.
Yeah, Heather knew that one was coming, right?
I did. I was like, I hope he doesn't play my drop. There it goes. So New York Giants owner John Mara is very upset about Saquon Barkley's new Unisom commercials, but not for the reason you might be thinking. So last week we played some of these ads, right? And he pokes fun at Mara in the comments that he made during that Hard Knocks, right? Anyway, on Monday, Mara admitted that he did see the commercials, and he called Barkley right away to complain. But what he was complaining about was the fact that he wasn't in the ads as well. You're going to do this and make fun of me. Put me in the commercial.
Yeah.
I could do
Let's
this.
Go
I
head
could be
to head.
Rolling around in the bed, unable to sleep. And so he had some fun with it. Here's exactly what he said. So yes. he had fun with it. Yes, had a sense of humor. He wasn't actually upset by any means with the commercial. You guys, the driver charged in killing NHL hockey player Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew in that drunk driving incident has pleaded not guilty. On Tuesday, he pleaded not guilty on all charges, including first degree manslaughter. Sean Higgins had been offered 35 years in prison if he pleaded guilty, but he didn't take that. His lawyer said that they hope to prove that the deaths stemmed not from any malfeasance, but from a combination of uniquely unfortunate circumstances unlikely to ever occur again. The lawyers also described Higgins as a combat veteran, a loving father, a good person who made a horrible decision on that night. Also said that Higgins has faith in the legal system.
We'll see.
Yeah, we will see. David Montgomery is expected to be back on the field when the Lions play their first postseason game. So there's a bit of good news. On Tuesday, Dan Campbell confirmed that Montgomery, who did miss the last three games due to that injury to his left MCL, will be available for either January 18th or the 19th, whenever they play. Campbell also updated the injury statuses of Terrion Arnold, Pat O'Connor, and Kevin Zeitler, saying that the team received good news when it comes to Arnold and Zeitler, but he can't guarantee that they will be playing, but they're not on this long-term injury list, right? So that's good news. Outlook wasn't as promising for O'Connor, so that's not great. He also reminded everybody that Aiden Hutchinson did have a season-ending injury, but did say if anybody can come back from this, it would be Aiden. So
you've
what
said
does
that
mean?
John, you've said that's him talking to Aiden, basically saying, hey, keep working. We're not going to tell you. You can't, but .. He reemphasizes
season ending.
Exactly. Police in Bloomfield are urging residents to lock their cars as vehicle burglaries in the community are surging. Between December 1st and the 31st, 10 cars were stolen right out of people's driveways because the keys were left inside the car. Also, a total of 27 vehicles were broken into throughout the month of December, and only one of these vehicles was actually locked. So simple things you can do. Obviously, right now, they're investigating. They're trying to find the people behind this, but they're just saying, hey, take these simple precautions. Make sure you're locking your car doors. Make sure you're not leaving anything valuable inside, your purses, anything you know you don't want stolen, bring it inside, and that could prevent, obviously, some thefts.
I can't believe people leaving their cars unlocked. I know mistakes
really?
Happen, but I'm click,
my,
click, click, click. You got. You,
I don't
you hear
my
the
car
beep
unlocked.
On your way walking away.
I don't.
When I
car.
Lived up north, I didn't. I'm frequently when we used to have keys, leave the key in the ignition and leave it unlocked. But I don't ever leave it unlocked down here.
Really? Oh, I do all the time.
All the time.
I never lock the car. But nobody knows where I live, right?
Yeah, no.
Of course not.
or what car, yeah.
No, oh,
Heather
Burke's
getting out of her car. Hmm.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, should I save this one?
You should save that
okay,
one.
Okay, I'll save it.
All right, that's Heather with the news. Coming up next, more than just a coaching bump. The Wings have won 5 in a row. It's 97-1.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. It's located at Circa Resort and Casino. We've got some great moments coming up, whether it's college and pros. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience absolutely built for us, the sports fans. Chill in one of the 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of the massive 40-foot tall high-definition screen located at Circa Resort and Casino. It's in it's in downtown Las Vegas, and it's on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's vintage Patrick Kane. Showtime with a celly to go with it. The OT winner, and he's been on a tear. Wings have been on a tear. Hottest team in hockey, winners of 5 in a row. I think we can say this is more than a coaching bump. They're playing a completely different brand of hockey.
Sure they are. They're winning.
Beyond that.
It's a totally different brand of hockey. They're shooting. That's 33 shots.
They won a game this year with 11 shots. They were winning those games, but they weren't winning many of them, and that wasn't a brand of hockey that you could consistently win with. This is, guys, and I know we're going to get the Pistons in the mix here too, but the Wings played last night, and I thought it was telling that after kind of a mucky second period, they responded. They were down. They responded. They got back to playing the way they got back to playing effing hockey. They got back to putting the puck on the net, putting pressure, possessing the puck. They came back. They won, and they've won 5 in a row now, John.
Well, and I think you made a very important observation where, like you said, second period, not great. And we kind of always want to know, are we seeing the same thing that the coaches are seeing? And then after the game, McClellan says exactly what you wanted to hear.
Yeah, he didn't like their second period. And just the blunt honesty of it all, right? With Lalonde, it felt like it was always
sugar coated,
or he'd couch stuff, or we're lucky to be here, is something that he said last year.
Or he didn't even see it.
Right. I didn't see it would be here. Yeah. McClellan comes in and he took the one game to observation, and they lost 5-2 to Toronto. And from that moment on, they've yet to lose. And he's been brutally honest. And he had shared that the players wanted this, that they actively wanted to be challenged and pushed. And he's everything this team needed. You know, I don't know if he's the coach that'll win a Stanley Cup here. It's far too early to say. He's never won one in his career. But he's the exact coach this team needed at this moment. Some fire, some honesty, some tough love, some push. I also loved one of the first things he said when he got the job at his press conference was, Dylan Larkin's taken on a lot of this weight. Dylan Larkin's playing a lot better now. I think that has spread out. There's accountability across the team right now. Patrick Kane's a guy that's a leader, a veteran that stepped up. And I think the team has just bought in completely.
Well, it's a completely different mindset that they're playing with. The players wanted it. The fans certainly wanted it. And you just want to see that they can be in the mix. And I know it's too early, and you guys always get on me about, hey, you know, I click on the wild card tab, and all of a sudden, hey, they're 2 spots back of the wild card. All you want is to be within striking range right now. That's kind of the expectation. And we always thought that, hey, this year is one where they should be in those 1 or 2 wild card spots. But they fell so far behind, and now they're in the mix. And Yzerman said it, hey, we're a 3-game stretch away from, you know, being within striking range. And he was right. I mean, it took 5 games, but they are within striking range. And at this point, I think really the best you can hope for is that they remain there. Like, they're always within striking range. They might be 3 back. They might be 1 in. But that they're always in that mix to be a wild card team, because the expectation that we had as fans, even though they wouldn't say it, Derek Lalonde wouldn't say it, Yzerman wouldn't say it, was that this is the year where they were going to be a wild card team, that they were going to get postseason play. And a ticket texter brought it up. We talked about it before the show. In our lifetime, we've never had all 4 teams be playoff teams in 1 calendar year.
Yeah, you start looking back and you realize it's never happened.
No, I mean, Tigers, okay, check that box. They did it. It was a historic run. Yep. Nobody thought that they were going to do it.
Yeah, miraculous.
Yeah, and now, hey, the Lions did what they were supposed to do.
Yep.
They're in the playoffs, 1 seed. Now what will the other 2 teams do? The Wings, the Pistons, higher expectations for the Wings, obviously, because they've been building for long. I mean, Pistons seems like they're up, but they're starting with Trajan Langdon. Cade Cunningham is playing at all-star level. this should be the year that we get all four teams in postseason play.
Yeah, Iserman had shared when he made the decision to move on from Derek Lalonde that his expectation was they'd compete for a wild card spot. Now, it's still a little light to me. Like, make the playoffs is a reasonable expectation 6 years in, and they're playing more like it now. The playoffs are on the table for this hockey team, which is a lot more than we could have said about them 2 weeks ago, 2 months ago. They're in this thing. And, John, we could look at the playoffs seriously for both teams, the Red Wings and the Pistons right now. I think we're seeing real growth from both of these teams. So we'll open it up. I know the Lions are the big story, and they're the majority of what we're doing this week. But in the middle of the week, Lions aren't playing. Tune into a Red Wing game, you got to be happy with what you see. You tune into a Pistons game, I'm pretty happy with what you've seen so far. 248-539-9797. Your thoughts on the progress of these teams, and maybe who's making more progress? They're both at 18 wins today.
Mm-hmm. They're both at 18 wins. Both are at 500. And the Pistons are in a more advantageous spot. Some of it's because of the Eastern Conference kind of stinks right now. But they are in that play-in tournament as we sit. And again, it's still very early. There's still a lot of basketball. They, you know, they do have the right to get better. We have no idea what they're going to do at the trade deadline. We also don't know what the Wings will do at the trade deadline. Are they going to be in a position where, didn't think it a couple of weeks ago, but maybe they add somebody, or they at least stand pat? We kind of felt like this was going to be another year to sell.
It could be very interesting. I know the deadline in the NBA is about a month away, and hockey's even a little further out. They got to earn the right to buy. Sure. And I want to see the urgency from these teams, right? I think Langdon's in a different position having just taken over in Detroit. Iserman, 6 years in, didn't show enough urgency in the offseason with Lalonde, didn't show enough urgency until it had hit rock bottom with Lalonde. I hope we don't have to get to a point where they're a Stanley Cup team before he buys at the deadline. If they're a playoff team, add, compete, try to win. And he did allude to the fact that they need to expedite this responsibly, but they do need to be pushing this thing forward, and I hope he follows through on that.
Yeah. You always got to be striving for what's next. That's why we are asking the question earlier, Super Bowl or bust for the Lions. Expectations matter. Fans' expectations, while it may not matter to the players and it may not matter to the general manager or the owners, but fans' expectations are real. And we expect these teams to be playoff teams.
What are you seeing with the Wings? What are you seeing with the Pistons? Who's making more progress? But you don't have to like pick a favorite child. If you want to celebrate both of them, call us. Let us know. 248-539-9797. It's just good that we can even have the conversation about all four teams in the postseason. It's been a long, dark time.
Yes.
It's finally starting to look up. It's 97.1.
When you're operating at an enterprise level, nothing drives success more than effective team communication. Grammarly for Enterprise enables your company to work smarter and faster. Other AI tools can't quantify impact. With Grammarly, you get measurable results and actionable insights, like tracking key metrics that include brand compliance and readability from their effective communication score. Because when you're able to visualize your team's impact and compare performance against industry benchmarks, you can make data-driven decisions that improve critical business outcomes. So whether you need to streamline messaging between technical and marketing initiatives, or cut down on emails between external collaborators, you can trust Grammarly to help employees communicate effectively across the board. Start boosting productivity company-wide with Grammarly. Visit Grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. That's Grammarly.com/enterprise.